Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for office as we possibly can to give you the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. I endeavor to invite every candidate registered on the ballot to appear on the show. Most accept our invitations. So each week between now and Election Day, I will try and bring you a candidate or two. If there is someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know. We'll reach out to them and invite them on. All that being said, joining us now is David Hickman, who is a Republican candidate for Kansas House District 105. This is now an open seat now that Representative Brenda Landwehr has announced her retirement. Hickman has a Bachelor's of Arts and a Master's degrees in Bible Psychology and Christian Education. Hickman's professional journey spans pastoral ministry, leadership roles in retail and manufacturing, and active involvement in political and community affairs. Dave, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, John, for inviting me.
So,
appreciate you sharing me with your family.
Of course, my pleasure. Let me start with this. It's usually the first question I ask every candidate is why? Why are you running? Why subject, having been a candidate and worked on a lot of campaigns, why subject yourself to this?
Yeah, it's a good question. One of my friends said, I don't know whether to congratulate you or offer my condolences.
Yeah, prayers.
But anyway, I really felt like that for a number of years. I kind of got caught up in the trap of just griping and complaining about political leaders and what was happening in the whole political scene. And finally, I just had this strong sense that came to me one day, says, Dave, either put up or shut up.
That was what my wife told me when I first ran. Yeah. Shut up or do something about it.
Yeah, and so that's what I wanted to do. I've spent a good portion of my life trying to bring transformation and change in people's lives. And I realize that I'm one voice, but at the same time, I want to go and be a voice that helps change a culture where people will listen to each other and they think it's more important to understand what they're saying than for you to be heard what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, in one sense, I think I would call it a calling that I feel like I'm supposed to interject myself into and try to serve the people of Kansas.
Well, looking at your website, there's a number of policy platform positions that I think would be very familiar to our listeners. There was a couple of things that did, you know, kind of shine out to me I wanted to ask you about. In particular, you say that government is too big and powerful. I would agree with that. And is taking control of our lives. For every new bill that is introduced, we should remove two current laws or regulations. I question that. I mean, I'm all for fiscal responsibility and restraint, but I mean, how is that even practical? How would you implement that? What laws? How would you do this? Is this even realistic?
Whether it's realistic or not, I don't know, but we have to start somewhere.
Well, it's not, but okay.
Right. And what I would say to that is that for the people who are bringing a new bill that's requiring an increase in the budget, I would encourage them or require them to say, okay, I want this new bill to take place, but in order to accomplish that, I will suggest that this bill or this policy be reduced or taken away.
Now, you're talking about financially, because we do have pay-fors. And, I mean, I always had one of my rules for myself was if I brought something that had a fiscal note, I always made sure to have a pay-for within my bill. Is that what you're referring to? Because I agree with that.
That's basically where I'm coming from.
Okay.
And the responsibility for that goes on the shoulders of the person or the legislature who is trying to implement the new bill and increase the budget.
Okay. Well, if it's a pay-for, then I kind of get where you're going with that. Speaking of pay-fors, the legislature just ended their special session passing tax reform and, of course, that big star bond bill to entice the Chiefs and Royals to move to Kansas. Let's start with the tax bill. What did you think of the tax bill? Would you have voted in favor of it had you been in the legislature?
Okay. In terms of whether or not I would have voted for it, I probably would at this point, because the alternatives of doing nothing are not as good as what the bill was.
A small tax cut's like, better than no tax.
Right. Yeah. So sometimes you have to eat one piece of the pie before you get the rest of it. And that's kind of the philosophy that I would have for that. But I am kind of disappointed that it didn't go far enough. And we have a $1.7 billion rainy day fund up there. And even if they had taken the interest off of that $1.7 billion and applied that toward tax relief, I think that it could have been a number, several million dollars of benefit to the taxpayer.
Well, and then on top of that, they have $2 billion more in reserves that they could have taken. So, I mean, I told Dan Hawkins last time I had him on the show, take $1 billion and write checks with it and just start giving it back. But, you know, they don't like my
idea. Yeah, it's our money.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Why not?
How about the Star Bond bill and other incentive programs like Panasonic's Apex bill? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the Star Bond? Would you have voted for that one?
Yeah, on the Star Bond, it's really kind of interesting. It generated a lot of interest, and there's been a lot of talk about it. And I think I see some of both sides of the coin here. There is a sense, I think, in which it would have been real good for our competitive nature. I'm a competitive person. And so, yeah, let's go get the Chiefs and the Royals and bring them to Kansas. That's a good thing. And part of the other good thing was that it would have created more jobs. It would have been spinoff businesses that would have evolved around that. And it would have created more jobs and therefore more tax income for the state. So there's a lot of positive things for it. The thing that concerns me about it, and I really feel like that I need to do more investigation on this, but the Star Bond seemed to have a history that is a little bit skeptical. I think Kansas is the only state that has those.
Correct.
And in the past, I know there have been times where the first few years it's turned out to really be good, a positive thing for it. But on a 30-year bond, well, then what happens during the last 20 years if the primary investors either drop out or something goes wrong? Then it's left up to the taxpayer to pay for that. And so I have some concern about that as to how far or how much we can encourage or require the owners of the businesses to also foot the bill.
We're talking with David Hickman, Republican candidate for Kansas House District 105. Having served in the legislature and seen the pattern firsthand, I think it's only a matter of time before the K-12 education establishment and their allies over at the KNEA sue the taxpayers for more taxpayer money. Do you think our Kansas K-12 schools are adequately funded? What are your thoughts on school funding? What are your thoughts on school choice?
Yeah. School choice, I think that I would vote for any bill that would allow parents to have parental choice about where they would send their kids. I also believe that there's probably enough money in the United States. We have more money per child that we're spending on tax dollars for education than almost anything in any other country in the known world. And so it's really not a matter of how much money you have, but it is more about how do we spend that money. And I think I heard somebody on your show just talking a couple of weeks ago that the school administration here in Wichita has actually increased far greater than
68%,
you know, just for the admin part.
Yep.
And so I would say let's start with the administration. And I wouldn't be opposed to see the administration things cut in half, quite honestly. Now, I know that's a pretty big quack.
Well, you put that money back in a classroom.
Put it back in the classroom, or actually there's enough in the classroom in many respects. But my wife was a teacher for 30-some years, and so I appreciate what they're up against, and I would like to see more funds go toward the education for the teachers.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.